there is this kind of new wave of rationalist materialist, scientific materialist atheists. Dawkins is probably the most famous of them. I don't know if you know Richard Dawkins. He wrote a famous book called The God Delusion and The Blind Watchmaker and various things. And I actually like his very uncompromising approach to atheism. It's not everybody's cup of tea, but there's something quite iconoclastic about him. He's not afraid just to tell it like it is, as he sees it. And he refuses to soft pedal around the facts of the universe, particularly from a scientific perspective. And I quite like that. Recently, he's been challenged in public by this other famous atheist, Alain de Botton, who wants to write about the human possibilities that religion encapsulates without having to take religion with him. So he's very sympathetic to the art history of religion, etc., and all the beautiful things that religion has to offer. There's something really great about that too, the kind of human emotional needs that traditional religion has met or tried to meet. But as Buddhists, we're neither concerned with just the facts, the bare scientific facts of reality as we understand it, and nor are we concerned with a kind of move towards psychological wholeness and a kind of mundane level. The Buddhist middle way is between nihilism, which scientific materialism can tend to, and eternalism, which obviously God-based religion can tend to. And the Buddha doesn't say you should try and kind of steer a middle ground between the two on the same level. The middle way in Buddhism transcends it completely. It steps out of the whole equation. Yeah? So Buddhism is a transcendental path. And I suppose the first question is, well, what on earth does that actually mean? It's one of these words that gets thrown around quite a lot, is the transcendental and transcendental meditation, and people like to hear about transcendental. But I suppose it's like you have to be sort of careful that you're not back into that realm where there's a subtle creeping sense of otherworldliness, that truth lies somewhere else, it doesn't lie here. And, you know, in a way you can get back into the same realm as you get into with traditional religion. And when that happens, it can very quickly react into cynicism, because in a way, if you've had a bad experience at the hands of God-based religion, and then you find yourself sitting in a room and somebody like me is saying it's a transcendental path, you can end up thinking, well, is this just the same stuff, really? I certainly felt like that the first few years I was involved in Buddhism. I was very, very wary of the religious aspect, mainly because I'd managed to extricate myself from West of Scotland Italian Catholicism. And I kind of thought, I'm not going back there. So I don't think we can shirk the question or just cite scripture or evoke lamas or monks or tradition and say, well, the tradition says it's transcendental, so that's good enough for me. We really have to understand what it means in our lives. And I suppose that really comes down to actual human experience. Like, Buddhism is no good if it doesn't talk to your actual human experience. No religion is.